And it's time now for Your Life Matters with clinical social worker Dr. Beth Placetka from Safe Harbor Counseling. And Dr. Beth speaks. And Dr. Beth joins us on the phone lines once again. Good morning, Doctor.
Hi, Mike. How are you?
Doing well today. How are you?
Well, I'm good, but boy, oh boy, this time change thing has been kind of a problem, hasn't it?
Still have not gotten used to that. I don't know why, you know, we need sunset at 4:30. That's probably a whole other series of shows we could talk about. I think everybody would get in line on trying to get that changed again. It's an interesting time of year, Doctor, because, you know, we're into that Christmas month now, and most folks, you would feel, put a little bit more of a smile on their face. It's a fun time, but it's also a very difficult time for those that are struggling, and we've got a series of shows focused on depression and talking about that with show number one today.
That's right, and, you know, I think it's important to acknowledge that while the holidays seem like they should always be fun, all of us experience some moments of sadness during that time period, and many people are experience intense sadness. So for our listeners, I just want to remind them what depression is. It is overwhelming feelings of sadness, helplessness, hopelessness. It impacts our ability to, like, go to work or to work well while we're there, to socialize, like we can be there but we're not really there, take care of ourselves sometimes or others. And we feel trapped. You know, I've mentioned self-efficacy before, that ability to make a difference in our lives, and it feels like we can't. It's just exhausting. And, you know, there's a couple of reasons that are causes, triggers for depression. One is physical, one is expectational, and then relationships. Now, the effects are the same, but when people are talking, I hear those three things that come up. So this first week, we're going to talk a little bit about physical, like what's the cause and how we can deal with that. Make sense?
Yeah, that sounds good.
Yeah. Now, one thing people should know is that there are physical conditions like thyroid and those kinds of things that mimic symptoms of depression. If you have a thyroid problem, go to your doctor, get it checked. You know, because, you know, you can do talk therapy and you can do all kinds of stuff, but if it's your thyroid, that's not going to do the right, that can be the right intervention. Brain chemicals are formed in our stomach, in our digestive system, which should not be a surprise. And it's because the food that goes in has to create what our body needs. So that's great. You know, we need to be thinking about what we're putting in our body. And during this time of year, some of the healthier things that are available from our gardens in the summer and fall are no longer available. Darkness makes a difference. Because that light, that's why I brought up darkness, because it's actually been a month of time change.
Yeah.
But when the light goes into our eyes, it affects the gland in our brain. And if for some people, their brain is very sensitive to diminished light. Weather, you know, in this Chicagoland area, cloudy weather, that's really depressing and dampening. You know, and there's added activities, there's less sleep during this time. So we need to be thinking about what does our body need to stay healthy and what's happening during this holiday season. But let's start with the food piece, for example. You know, I don't know about anybody else, but that hors d'oeuvre tray with the high-fat, high-sugar little treats, that just calls my name.
Yeah.
You know, you want it all the time. And what do we know? It's not what our body really needs exclusively. People often drink more alcohol. They have more caffeine, both of which affect our sleep. So we want to be thinking about, you know, this is the way our bodies work. We can celebrate, but let's do it mindfully and intentionally. Let's plan. If there's going to be an hors d'oeuvre table out, let's eat healthy during the day. Let's minimize some of the fats and sugars that we might normally eat. Let's get a little more exercise. I'm not saying you have to hit the gym because you're already busy, but you could take a walk. You go up and down your stairs a couple of times. Turn off sound. We are so inundated with sound and stress that we need that peace. Now, this is what if somebody would sit in my office, they'd say, yeah, when am I going to do that? Okay, I'd say, if you eat lunch, make it quiet, sit by a window, and have a healthy sandwich. You got three of the things right there, you know? we can do it if we plan ahead. Natural light helps a lot. Stretching helps. Reminding ourselves that on December 21st, the days are getting longer because that's the way our rotation around the sun goes. Things can be done to help us from physically causing that sensation of depression and sadness.
Yeah, and as you mentioned how busy we are, we're not saying you need to take 2-3 hours and set that aside for these types of things. Just a couple minutes, the walk, the stretching, and those types of things. Just a little bit will do some wonders.
Right. Every little bit helps because, you know, it's the little things that build up in us. It's the little things that can make the change. And some people do need to go to their doctor, check their thyroid, and possibly get some medication to help with the clinical symptoms of depression. But in the meantime, we want to be taking care of ourselves.
Indeed, a very important topic, a very important time of year as well, and it all kind of takes place around now where folks do deal with these issues even more so this time of year. Go to safeharboril.com. You can find more resources on their website. They have Facebook pages as well for Safe Harbor and Dr. Beth. You can also call Safe Harbor Counseling at 630-466-8657. And again, that website is safeharboril.com. We'll see you next time.